National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's June 18th. It's 2018. Did I get that right? Yeah, I think so. And we're here to talk about everything that affects everything. You know what I'm talking about. We will do markets, Trump land, politicians, the economy, news of the day, movies of the day, all that stuff today. Hope you all had a good weekend. Remember, I took Brooks Koepka to win, and he won for my fantasy league. It was a good day for me in the U.S. Open. They did not handle the course too well, I must say, on a couple of those days. But we're done with that. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we are here to talk about markets, things that affect them, but we also have segued into them. The bad guys, the bad gals, they're guys and girls. You know, the ones that have taken over. You know, when myself, you know, Mr. Logic says to you, they will put in regulations to stop you from eating salt, but put in regulations to enable you to smoke marijuana. These are the people running the country. Think about that. Just think about that in a nutshell. So I just want to let you know a few things that are going on that I'm sure you're watching on TV today because you're not getting the real story. We'll give you the real story. And why do we do this? What does it have to do with the markets? What does it have to do with the economy? What does it have to do with jobs and unemployment and taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption? Well, they run the show. Right now, we are pre-taping at the market close. And I am watching a bunch of politicians question the inspector general as well as the head of the FBI on this whole thingamabob that's going on. And I'm thinking to myself, these people that are questioning others on their wrongdoing or possible doing it right, we have watched them. Like, for instance, right now I am watching Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut. He's on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Well, he is one of the people created $21 trillion in debt. Now, of course, when I mention somebody's, doesn't mean they were there the whole time. Because the fact is, he was the Connecticut Attorney General to 2011. But he's been a senator since 2011 after that, so 7 years. Do you know what a debt's done in that last 7 years? Gone up about $8 trillion. And of course, he can't be fully blamed, but He's done nothing about it. So he is, in my eyes, a crook. I believe they are crooks when they spend money that they don't have and put us in mortgaging the future. So the Inspector General and the FBI head are trying to tell us. Now, get this. Imagine if I started the show and said to you, I'm Gary Kaltbaum. But I'm not Gary Kaltbaum. I live in Florida. No, I don't live in Florida. Just imagine that. Because that's what they're doing. Remember, it's a game of three-card money that they are playing with you. They continue. That's what's going on with debt and deficits, the printing of money, the trillions of dollars of printed money, the 0% rates that screwed savers, and all that money handed to the banks and the lenders that created the crimes in 08. So the Inspector General is trying to tell us, well, we found a bunch of wrongdoing. And we've got these emails and texts that show unmitigated bias on the part of some of these people that were running these investigations, specifically on the greatest influence peddler of all time, including her husband, Hillary Clinton. So they tell us all this is going on, but there was no bias. Just like Hillary Clinton and her minions erased the computers, bleach bit them, or whatever the heck they did, took hammers and smashed the phones to smithereens. But we didn't find any intent. So what do you call that? It's called, they run the show, we're puppets, we're Muppets, we have no say, it's not we the people, they will say and do whatever they want. And I'm watching these questions, and of course the Democrats are kissing the butt, the Republicans are pissed off. And of course they're asking questions based on their own party, thus the bigger problem, they don't care about us, neither party. They don't care a lick. They've all gone into the sewer. For what Hillary Clinton and her people did, those were felonies. But they decided not to go with it because there was no intent, or at least we didn't find any intent, even though they did all these things. So I walked into a store, took out a gun, put it at the head of the cashier, and stole money out of the cash register, but I didn't have the intent. I actually, really, my intent was to go over there and buy some Haagen-Dazs. I just changed my mind while I was there. This is what we're getting. No wonder we're $21 trillion in debt. Which leads me to the other thing they're going nuts over today, about the children on the border being separated from families. And let me be clear. I think it's wrong. I think what you do is you take the family, you look them in the eye and say, leave. Leave. Or we're going to separate you. Now. Oh, they'll leave. They wouldn't have a complaint then. But that's not the story. See, the media is going to the bathroom all over this 24/7 that Trump is Hitler and the Antichrist. And by the way, I disagree with them on this. I would definitively keep the families together, but I'm not running the show. But let me tell you what the media is not reporting. The Obama administration covered up the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Shh. They kept it quiet. $10 tens of thousands with adults that weren't the legal guardians. Oh, I can go on. On top of that, we have found out a lot of sex trafficking going on with these kids. But that's not being reported either. You know why? It was Barack Obama. But Trump is now the Antichrist. And again, I disagree with what he's doing. What am I leading to? The fix was in. The fix is in. The fix will continue to be in going forward no matter what. That's all. Democrats don't care about these kids. These leadership Democrats. I'm not saying average person. I'm talking about the politicians. They didn't say anything during Obama, and they knew about it. Even the Washington Post had an article that children were placed with human traffickers back then. Anyway, all in one day, all encompassing, all nauseating, all vomiting. The fix remains in. It's an absolute joke. Our politicians suck. They are not here for us. They are mortgaging the future. By the way, that includes Trump, who lifted spending $300 billion a year, all in the name of defense. I just had to bring that up to you because today $3 billion was added to our debt. Up next, full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day. I've probably got some other stuff today to whine about. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, let me wind that nausea down. I'm reading here also, and I'm verifying it. New York Magazine, not a bastion of the right. January 29, 2016, Obama administration handed child migrants over to human traffickers. Big article. Do you remember any of the politicians on the left having fits? Any of you? Do you remember any of them going to the border to whine and complain about Obama and the administration? Anybody? Bueller? Somebody! Was there anybody? Was it the front story of CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS? How about March 10th, 2015, Mexican kids held for months as punishment for border crossing under Obama? You remember that? Oh, I don't. And I read everything. At least I thought I did. Anyway, I'm just letting you know where I stand on that. I'm getting pushback from people. I'm just thinking physicality. You come across the border. You're a mom. You're a dad. You're a couple of kids. You're looking for a better life. And you come here illegally. That's wrong. But you come on over for the whatever it's called. And then they grab your kids. Why can't they just keep the family together for the time being? Or kick your arse out? You have to stay together then. Maybe I'm naive, I don't know. But what I do know is this. It is laughable. Laughable that any of these politicians are whining, complaining about this when Obama was doing so much crap with these kids, it's not even funny. It just doesn't matter under Obama. It matters under Trump. Anyway, those were just my thoughts for the day. Again, and I hate to say it, it just the fix is in, and we are nobodies at this point in time. We have no say in the matter. We're on the outside looking in. These people that keep getting elected continue to destroy the future. I know the market's up. Economy strong this quarter. Great. $250 billion added to our debt this quarter. I got news for you. I can spend a lot of money, too. You give me an open-ended credit card that I can't pay off? Oh, except I get another credit card. Everything's going to be A-OK. And no, I did not, wake up on the wrong side of the bed today. It's just that I'm sitting here doing my business, doing my work, hanging out, watching a little World Cup, watching the market. And then I'm listening to these dolts. The politicians ask the questions of the FBI and the Inspector General, and they actually have the nerve to say, Well, I know they said they hated the president and they're going to do everything in their power to stop him from becoming president, but we didn't find any bias. By the way, that's not paraphrasing. That's not sarcasm. That wasn't a joke. That's what they are saying. And it's funny as all hell. Not. Lastly, before we go into the market wrap, Money in the Bank pay-per-view last night, I got to tell you, AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura just knocked them dead. It was fabulous. That's how you come up with a show. Money in the Bank, I like what they did with the woman. Ronda Rousey was excellent. The men, I don't know why they give the Money in the Bank to Braun Strowman unless he just walks into Monday Night Raw tonight and says, here it is, SummerSlam, me against Brock Lesnar, who, by the way, is leaving WWE to go back to UFC, whatever it's called, so he will drop the title. That's my professional wrestling report of the day. And lastly, the Mets won 2 games in a row. Okay. That all said, thanks for being with us today. I'm not sure if I said it yet, but if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kolpbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. We start our email service in a couple of weeks. Leaders and laggards, shorts and covers, buys and sells, with a little commentary and all that fun stuff. If you want to join for no obligation, 1 month free, complimentary trial. We don't take your credit card because we hate when people ask for our credit cards. Email me at GaryK.com or GKolpbaum@Kolpbaum.net. That said, let's do today's market wrap. To you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. The Dow is down 103. Pay no attention to it. This is a split tape. You got that? Pay no attention to the Dow, except if you own the Dow names. In the Dow today, Boeing was down 3, pulling back towards the 50-day. Caterpillar down $1.30. That looks like it's breaking down. Disney down $1.80, got a downgrade today. Intel down $2, breaking the 50-day moving average. That one's interesting. Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Procter & Gamble, Travelers, United Health, all down a dollar or more. On the upside, Visa and Chevron. That's the Dow. Of note today, the semiconductors were weak. Down 14. A lot of that was Intel. But Broadcom was down 5. ASML Holdings, 3 and change. It doesn't help that Intel broke the 50-day, but we'll see if it can recover. They report in like 4 weeks. Also of note, very weak biotech. Biogen down 18. Something about a drug or something like that. That didn't help at all. We've been pretty much negative on the big biotechs for quite a while, though. You know that. Weakness in housing. We have been negative on housing. Weakness on housing related. We've been negative on housing related. Very weak. And they were bouncing last week late. The food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products, and alcohol. As I'm looking at the red, things like Pepsi, Smuckers, Philip Morris, Hershey's, Kimberly-Clark, Clorox, Colgate, Anheuser-Busch, Bristol-Myers. Terrible action there. Strength today? Oil's finally bounced. Why? Oil prices bounced. Simple as that. Oil had a very bad day on Friday. Bounced decently today, but... We'll give you the butt up next and what worked today and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
is Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. And again, we hope you understand why we discuss the rest of the stories and rest of the story. We cannot be a one-trick pony anymore with these people that are running the country. I know when the markets are strong, the economy is going to do a 4% this quarter. But we're long-term thinkers here, and all we know is every day $3 billion is added to our debt, and they continue to lie to you. You know, they keep calling Trump a liar, right? Oh, my goodness gracious, the lies from the politicians and the media. My goodness. Wow. What worked today? Google up 24, Chipotle up 6, Amazon up 7, Adobe up 3, Facebook 2. Trade Desk 2, Weight Watchers 3 and change. Domino's Pizza 4, Align Tech 7, Shopify 4, Shake Shack 2, Stamps.com 3, Tesla 12. I got news for you. I've been looking over everything Tesla said in that, I guess they had not a shareholder meet, whatever it was, analyst meeting. For the life of me, I don't know why this thing's up 60 points. But it is. I'm being told that there is now the belief that the next car is going to sell very, very well. Well, I guess it better. So the growth names had another stellar day, even with the Dow down 103, and the Dow was worse than the NASDAQ was worse, but the NASDAQ came back. Now, we're very careful with our words here. You know that. I'm very careful of my words and what the outcome of those words are. In 1999, as I remembered it best, let's say there's $1 billion of money to invest total for the market, the whole market. Well, $900 million of that went to one area and basically ignoring everything else. Do you remember that? Because I remember visiting Lennar, meeting with Stuart Miller, the CEO, and a couple other people, and they actually asked, when is our stock going to reflect what we're doing? And I explained that there's a mania on, and all the money's flowing into one place because of performance anxiety. And at the time, I remember they were trading like at one times earnings, the housing stocks. And the market topped, and money flowed into housing, and housing had a very good 2000 while the rest of the market was trashed. For the last couple of weeks, and I don't know if it's going to last. If it does, these things are going to go parabolic. For the past couple of weeks in particular, it just feels like a mini 99. Notice I use the word mini. There's no way we're ever getting it. I don't think we're ever going to get another 99 again. Now, normally, listen carefully. Normally, I would be telling you, this is such a sign of the late, late innings. Normally, I'd be telling you that, because it is. We'll just wait and see. How's that? We'll just wait and see. We'll let things dictate themselves. We'll pay attention to price on a daily basis, volume, reaction to earnings reports, which come out in droves soon. Now, backtracking a little bit, I do want to mention oil. Oil prices had a good day today after a real bad day on Friday. When you have a chance, I want you to go look at USO. It's just the West Texas Intermediate Light Sweet Crude. I want you to notice for the past 2 weeks it's held at $13. If it can hold and rally off of here, there is a select group of oil stocks that will probably do well. Out of the couple of hundred stocks that I follow, I got about 20 names that stayed at or around the 50-day moving average and all had a pretty decent day today. That's the energy stocks. And, of course, they are moved and swayed by what OPEC says, what's going on with tariffs. And, by the way, that's something else I completely disagree with Trump on. I know Trumpsters. By the way, Trumpsters, there's got to be things you disagree with, right? The president can't be 100% right on everything he thinks, right? And that was basically the story today. Select group of stocks getting a boatload of the cake. And by the way, short covering is easily part of that also. But when I put out my report today, I put out a list. I just listed all the areas that are negative. And there's just a lot. And remember, when we scan 2,000 stocks, 200 sectors, a bunch of countries, a bunch of commodities. And when we scan, we don't look at names, we look at pictures. And after we look at pictures, we look at names, so we have no bias. We're just amazed at how many areas are just so darn bearish. Amazed. Doesn't happen very often. And again, normally I would tell you, it means late innings, but I'm not going to go there. We'll just continue to tell you what's working, what's not. If the best areas start crapping out, we'll let you know that's trouble. If the worst areas start to bottom while the best areas continue, that's great. If. Movers of the day, as mentioned, Google 23. Good day for Google. And Google's basically right side of a base here. China Biologic Products 17, Fleet Corps up 13 to 220, was added to the S&P. Breaks out on the news it's added to the S&P. Tesla 12. PTC Therapeutics, I'll explain in a minute, that's 10. Amazon 7. Align Tech, Credit Acceptance, Diamondback Energy 7, 6 or more, Chipotle, Inogen, Medfast, those are the sixes, 5 or more. 4 or more, Domino's Pizza, Shopify, Booking Holdings, Adobe, Weight Watchers, 3 or more, Canada Goose Holdings. That gapped up on Friday, a little bit more today. HubSpot, BlackRock, Workday, Autodesk, Concho Resources, VeriSign, a little better in the oils. 2 or more, Wayfair, United Rentals, China Oil, Trade Desk, Haymanetics, Zurora, I think that's how you pronounce it, Shake Shack, EOG Resources, Wix.com, Vail Resorts, Dropbox, Facebook, EPAM Systems, HDFC Bank. Boy, a bank was up. That's one of the only banks that really act well. Its symbol's HDB, by the way. I believe it's India-based. And that is your movers on the lovely upside today, ladies and gentlemen. Have I thrilled you yet? We'll do the downside in just a couple of moments. But I want to preface something we're going to be doing after we do the downside in a little bit. I'm going to read to you a list of IPOs that are coming this week. And remember, we measure sentiment, and we also measure activity of things outside of the market. We told you recently a bunch of money-losing cloud and China IPOs had come public and were moving up. Looks like they may have hit a wall today. Wait till you hear this week. Think warning shot. Think uh-oh. Think keep your eyes peered. Remember, Wall Street doesn't care about you. If your dog took a you-know-what on the grass and they can make money, they'll bring that public. So up next, this, that, and the other thing. And whatever else, I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject C at station. Subject C forgot his wallet. Subject C uses the SpeedPass Plus app to pay for gas and earn rewards with the tap of a button. Subject C is a cool guy. Subject C actually looks like my cousin Carl. Subject C is my cousin Carl. Conclusion, SpeedPass Plus is the quick, fast, secure way to pay for gas, and Subject C wrecked my jet ski.
Yes, you did, Carl!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge here. I do want to mention on the downside, Catalyst Biosciences, down $16 to $9. What is that, about 70% down? 25, 16 to 9, yeah, about 70%. The placebo did better than the drug, no sales biotech. Biogen down 16 today. Mercado Libre 9, Arista Network 7, RH Corp 7, 6 or more AutoZone, ICU Medical, 5 or more Bach Financial, Broadcom, First Citizens Bank Share, Baidu, 4 more. Yeah, 3 or more, McKesson, Dun & Bradstreet, Sherwin-Williams, ASML Holdings, Universal Display, boy, that's crapped out, Boston Beer, W.W. Granger, LabCorp, you can see a lot of downside, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Valiant Pharmaceuticals, that had been working, Boeing, we'll see, Thermo Fisher Scientific, 2 or more, Illinois Tool Work, Diageo, remember what I told you, alcohol. Mohawk Industries, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, Palo Alto Networks, Polaris Industries. Ryanair, Kimberly-Clark, NetEase, Hershey's. How is Hershey's at New Yearly Low? Don't they sell a lot of chocolate? All right, that's your ever popular over-the-top movers of the day, ladies and gentlemen. You ready for the IPOs this week? Eidos Therapeutics, Clinical Stage Biopharma. Aptinex, Clinical Stage Biopharma. AvroBio, Clinical Stage Gene Therapy. Magentin Therapeutics, Clinical Stage Biotech. Xeris Pharmaceuticals, Pharmaceutical Company Developing, Ready to Use, blah, blah, blah. Autolus Therapeutics, Biopharmaceutical Developing. Derm Doctor, skincare company creating products. Creating. Electrocore, commercial stage bioelectric medicine company. What do thine all have in common, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, in case you don't know what they all have in common, none of them have sales. They're all going public. I gather if you checked out some of the names, they were probably put together in the last year or two because there are some professionals at that. And they're all coming public in 1 week. This is on top of a dozen or so names in cloud computing and blah, 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 Chinese-type names that are going public, that went public in the last week. And I'm just letting you know, and, you know, again, we're here to just report the news and let you know about precedent and things like that in the markets. And A, number one, when too many IPOs come at once, it's usually late inning action. That's number one. Number two is when they lower the bar on those IPOs, it's usually late inning action. And we're reporting it to you. Now, again, let me be clear. We are not saying anything else. We are not predicting a market trashing. We are not predicting anything. We're just reporting to the news because we have measured markets. We have studied markets. We have been through markets. And the markets we haven't been through, we went way, way back and looked at them and saw what went on. And if we couldn't go way back, we asked others who studied them because there are other people that do that. And we're just letting you know that we're seeing somewhat of the frothy, insane, buy at any price, buy at any valuation in some of these names now. Not to take away from what's happening in Amazon, that earnings are exploding and Google, which is still growing in the 20%, we're just making a point that we watch everything and we try to get a feel for everything. And we are just starting to see some of that go on here. And we are able to read about 8 IPOs coming this week with no sales, all in the same area. And all the, I mean, clinical trials, you know what that means? Years away from sales, not earnings. Years away from sales. Yet they're going out in the public domain for investors, unwary investors, to buy them. And I got news for you. They may go up. Or they may do what this Calypso Bio something or other did today, went down 70% when the placebo did better than the drug. And of course, if we ever have a bear market again, because some people say that's impossible, and they may be right at this point. But if we get into a bear market again, things drop 90%. Because the curtains come down on anything that not only lose money, but have no sales. So do like I do. You put it in your file manager. You let price dictate everything. But knowing that some of these late stage things are starting to occur. And they're not pinpoint. Doesn't mean it happens now and all of a sudden, psh. Often there's lag time. But let's just keep it in the file manager. I thought it noteworthy to report to you. Considering most areas of the market are quite the still range bound here. Notwithstanding some of these other areas that are getting, as I stated, feels like all the money. And again, not to throw water on anything. Not to throw cold water on anything. We will deal with price first, everything else second. You'll have a great evening. And when you get home, do like we do, simple procedure. Make sure you have your children. Might be it all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,